And yeah, you've been doing Instagram for how long now?
I've been taking Instagram seriously for
Or
the
like social media
past,
generally.
well, for the past 3 years. Yeah,
Yeah.
3 years. Yeah.
And why did you start getting on there?
So I already had, I always had like a personal
Yeah,
account.
like a private account or something, right?
Yeah, and well, it wasn't really private, I had it public, but when I started getting back into dancing, I literally deleted all my stuff and started fresh,
So you
started
made your
posting
dance page
dancing.
as like your main page then?
I made my personal page into
That's
my
what she
dance
does on her
page.
Instagram basically. She talks like in between, maybe like you have to go through like 13 reels to get to where she's actually talking, like just herself. But yeah, like mainly it's just dance, bro.
Mainly
Because
that.
and that's why you're here basically.
I'm also like I've actually started that as well. I started a new Instagram channel for my dancing and slowly just uploading stuff. But yeah, I've also like felt inspired to go on like different social media platforms, even though I don't like social media as much. I kind of
It's
used
one
to.
way to put yourself out there, isn't
I
it?
mean, it's kind of I kind of learned that you have to go on like Instagram, TikTok, and all these things, even though they're not very like healthy in a way, but it's
I
the only way
mean,
to get your stuff out, you know what I
I
mean?
don't think it's not healthy. I think it's how you use it.
That's true.
If
That is true.
I prefer to be the creator than the consumer.
That's true. Yeah, that's what I do as well. Like, I tend to go on it and just do my stuff and leave. But you know how like the algorithms nowadays, you know, they're a bit more like they're not
Tailored to you.
And anyone that's trying to really build their platform, I would say consistency is key. Not just that as well, like believing in what you're doing.
And I do have that, but it's just like obviously with working a 9 to 5, it can take a lot of your time and energy. But I don't just let that happen. Like when I do get the time, I do try and put in some work and I try to create something and I try to throw something out there because I want to keep it consistent. But it's just obviously the energy and time you have to put into working, and bearing in mind it's 5 days a week, and also you only have like Saturday, Sunday where you just kind of want to chill, you know? So,
Well, I think that's what it is for me. Just being consistent, being organized. So it's like there's days where you'll see I'm posting so much, but it's like I'm not dancing every day. People think I'm dancing every day. There's just days where I have like, okay, this is content day. So I just do
and you have to bulk
different.
shoot, right? Because otherwise it's not like effective for you.
So I just shoot, dance, dance, dance in one day. And then I have like at least
Different
what?
outfits or
Yeah,
whatever,
different
you mean?
outfits change. And people might think it's on different days, but it's actually on the same day. Also, one thing I was going to say is if you were talking about chilling, if you want this to be serious and stuff, there ain't no time to chill. To be
Not gonna
honest,
happen, mate.
no, it's true. It's
All right,
like
don't take the fucking mischief, right?
if you want, your dreams to happen, and
Straight up, yeah.
there's no time to chill. Like you'll chill when you're
Dancing's kind of like you're chilling. It gets to that
I don't
point.
see dancing as work. For me, it's like I'm being creative. For me, it's an outlet. I talk about on my page, I talk a lot about dancing as a way of me to express my emotions, letting everything out. So that for me is it's kind of chilling for me.
That's the way you vent though, isn't it? Because you're using your dance in a way to like get rid of all your like thoughts and like
The
make your mind a bit more
stress.
calmer, you know? It's like why people go to the gym and then to Yeah,
go for a
exactly.
little bit of
So,
release,
and I
to
feel
exercise.
that I really do feel that when I tried to produce some content, like just I find something on Instagram or TikTok, and I'm just like, yeah, let me try that, and then I give it a try, and then I'll get something out there eventually, and I'm like, you know what? This is actually like so much more enjoyable than just working in the office, you know?
I think sometimes don't be too focused on like, oh, I have to post, I have to post. Like, be focused on like the process and enjoy the process, because for me it's like I enjoy everything that I do.
Yeah, so it's more about the process than the result. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because we tend to just focus more on like
How
what
many
the
likes is
output
this
is, isn't
going
it?
to do? How
Yeah,
many
even I do,
views? How
man.
many this? How many that? Like some of my stuff don't do as well, others do, but I'm still gonna push. Like I'm still gonna show what I want to show. Like at the beginning I wasn't talking, and then I started talking and I realized, oh
Because
wow.
public speaking was a thing for you, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think for everyone that's not
Most
used
people.
to, being recorded on camera and then seeing yourself, hearing yourself, and it's like,
If
okay.
it's too zoomed in, your face looks fat and shit.
You know what I mean? Like, you need to look good and all of that. But for me, I knew that I had a lot to say. I have a lot to say. Like honestly, so
When did you realize you had a lot to say?
I think when I started my like spiritual journey, I realized, okay, I've got a lot inside of me that I want to share and
Spiritual like
express.
vibrations and energy and stuff.
Yeah, all of that.
Okay, cool. What, how do you even get into that? to begin with. Because, like, yeah, you like people who are going through or have gone through a spiritual journey, they kind of use these like catchphrases, if you will.
Mm.
But like, what does it mean to you? Because I'm sure you've got that feedback before, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like comments and stuff. Like,
yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think for me, what like spirituality means is I believe in God. I don't. Mm. I'm not religious. I believe in God.
Mm.
I do, you know, I'm okay to listen to some gospel. I'm okay to listen to some Hindu music, religious music. I will listen to whatever feels right for me and what I need in that moment. And I also
believe, piano and stuff.
I mean, there's not really religious or spiritual there, but I mean, it can be for some people. I don't know. For me, it's not anyway.
Yeah.
But I believe that God is within us. A lot of people, you know, see God as like an external
being
yeah. or figure or energy. I believe that God's inside of us. It's like for me, I don't feel the need to go to church. I don't need the need to go to temple. I'm Hindu. I was born Hindu, and I don't always go. When I go in Mauritius, I do, because obviously there's more temples than in the UK.
Yeah.
But I just always believe that it's here.
And so, do you like struggle with dealing with some of that?
Well, you know,
it might come from a bad place kind of thing.
At the beginning, when my page started like, you know, doing well, and I started receiving like a lot of comments, there was negative comments in there, and my instant reaction would be to reply, because I'm like, what, like, who do you want to coming to my page commenting on my stuff with negativity when I'm trying to spread out positivity?
Yeah, and obviously people say that you should never like reply to comments, but you know, when you first start, right?
Like, yeah, when you first start, you don't know how to handle it.
What's the maddest thing someone said?
That I looked like a man.
What?
Like, oh. I was a transgender.
Oh shit!
Like, I looked like I was like,
like you could win in women's sports and shit.
Sorry?
You could win in women's sports and shit, that's what you're saying.
No, I don't think it was that. I don't know what it was. Yeah, just someone said that on one of my videos.
What the fuck? How do you even respond to that? What did you say?
I looked at it, I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna waste my energy and time on this. That's why I have to learn to just ignore people, because people sometimes, I notice, they will come on my page, say something negative to get more comments a reaction, and then people feed into that.
Because that isn't like how YouTube comments work now, right?
Exactly.
Like, if you don't get likes, then your comments not going to be shown to people, and people get a kick out of that.
Mm.
In the same way where, like, obviously you might get a kick out of, like, you know, getting a decent amount of views on a video.
Mm.
They get a kick out of, like, their comment being
seen. I think also just people just enjoy spreading negativity sometimes. Just, yeah.
Yeah.